Music by Duke Ellington with the Chestnut Brass Company. You can take the A train. Yes, you can take the A train, the B train, hail a cab, drive your car, or ride your bike, but make sure you get to the Staples Family Concert Hall Friday or Saturday at 7:30 to hear the music of Duke Ellington performed by the Festival Chorus, also the CMU Chamber Singers and Concert Choir, and Jazz Lab One Band coming up this weekend. It will be a great concert. My guest today, Dr. Eamon Eady. He's the Director of Choral Activities at Central Michigan University. Tell us a little more about this big concert.
Sure. Well, this is our final concert of the year in the choral department, and it will feature our festival chorus, which is our community chorus. It's a town and gown chorus by definition, because there are some students who sing in it as well, but they will join forces with our chamber singers and concert choir and our Jazz Lab One to perform selections from Duke Ellington's three sacred concerts. So it's very different. Usually these choirs perform, when they get together, they'll perform traditional major works. Last year we did a Haydn Mass. And
we'll go back to that sort of repertoire probably next time around, next season. But this time we're going to do the Duke Ellington sacred music.
How did that come up? Why did you decide to do that this time?
Well, I had the chance to do it at Florida State University as a graduate student.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying with Andre Thomas, and this is Dr. Thomas's final semester in his career. And they're doing his final concert this weekend, same weekend. So I'm not able to attend, but we're going to open the concert with a selection from his Gospel Mass, which is the which he just finished and premiered this semester. So a nice way to open up a concert of Duke Ellington music with a selection from a Gospel Mass, Duke Ellington sacred music with Andre Thomas, a selection from his Gospel Mass to honor him. But that's the only, I do have an instrumental background, and I do love jazz music. I love Duke Ellington's music, but had I not performed it as a graduate student, I might not have even known this work was out there.
What can folks expect when they hear this concert? What is the music like? Is it jazzy? Is it?
That's a great question, because musically speaking, in terms of the instrumental, it's a lot of what you would expect at a Duke mm-hmm. Ellington concert. But the way he uses the choir is really unique. The choir spends probably 90% of the time in a unison voice, just singing the melody. So just you have a lot of interplay between the choir singing a unison melody, mm-hmm. which is really interesting with 150 singers, you know, to sing swing music melodies.
In unison.
In unison, yeah. And then a lot of interplay between them and the band. And there are vocal soloists. There's a tap dancer for his David Danced Before the Lord. We have a guest, Francis Bradley, joining us from Flint, Michigan. So we're looking forward to that. So that's I think that's the most unique, the tap dancing and the way the choir is used. You do have one section of music, really, that sounds like a chorale. It lasts about 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then another section where we sing, it's swing music, but we sing in four-part harmony for, maybe 20 seconds. Other than that, the choir sings in unison, which has its own complications and levels of sophistication. Everyone singing the exact same thing, like a horn solo. And that's the way I taught it. So hopefully it goes well. I know it will.
A lot of preparation with three different choral groups and with mm-hmm. Jazz Lab One, and Robbie Smith has prepared them.
Oh, sure. And they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And they just performed their own concert Sunday of a completely different set of music. So those folks are really busy.
I was there at that concert, and it was great, too.
Oh, yeah.
So we have the festival chorus, and you mentioned town and gown. Tell us about that a little bit, town and gown.
Oh, well, that's just the old term, I guess, for groups that combine the academic with folks from outside the school or the academic community, I guess you could say. Although we're all really part of that community in a place like Mount Pleasant with a department like this one that's been around for so long. So, but that's where the term comes from. It's just the combining the academic with the community ensembles like community choruses.
About how many community singers are in the festival? We
fluctuate from concert to concert. We stay around between 35 and 50, around in there.
Mm-hmm.
We lose a portion during the winter. A lot of our community folks go down south for
snowbirds.
The winter. You know, snowbirds leave us. So I'm trying to program outside of that first semester and very, very end of the school year, like this concert, to see how many I can bring back into the fold. It's a great group to work with. I love working with them. They're wonderful.
Oh, yes. So you've prepared three separate choral groups, festival chorus, chamber singers, and concert choir.
That's right.
Robbie Smith has prepared the Jazz Lab Band. Mm-hmm. We have a tap dancer coming in.
That's right.
Wow, this is like cast of thousands.
It is. And we're actually all together for the first time tonight. We've had a couple of rehearsals with the band, but our tap dancer joins us tonight. And we have two great student soloists, Darian Bird and Victoria Offutt, who are doing wonderfully. Awesome.
How has this been different for you as opposed to doing, like you said, like a Haydn Mass?
Right. This is something that I would say, it's a completely different kind of music, obviously. There are some really fundamental concepts, for example, swinging eighth notes, you know, that it just takes a lot of work to get everyone to do something like, to grasp something like that if they're not used to it. Whereas if we were doing the Mozart Requiem, for example, probably the entire festival chorus has sung that piece multiple times. So you got a lot of experts in the room, as it were, as opposed to this one. I did a lot of teaching what I would consider fundamentals of jazz music to my singers so that we could really appropriately approach the piece, material.
And that really expands their horizons. And, of course, like Duke Ellington said, a thing if it ain't got that swing.
That's right. Yeah, it's been really fun and something that I feel very lucky to be able to continue to do, because I grew up, I played the trumpet in my dad's bands, and playing in jazz band was something to take for granted until you later on in life you look back and think, man, what if I hadn't gotten a chance to ever play any jazz music? I wouldn't know. I certainly would never have approached this if I weren't comfortable with this. So I feel very lucky to have been able to do that, and lucky to do this.
Well, also, like Duke Ellington said, there are two kinds of music. Good music and bad music.
That's right. If it sounds good, it is good. Right,
so exactly. This will definitely be good music on Friday and Saturday. 7:30, Staples Family Concert Hall. We do need tickets, and we can get those at the Central Box Office or by calling 774-989-774-3045.
Right, and we're moving towards almost all ticket sales are happening online, you know, so people want to call ahead or go online before they arrive for the concert and get their tickets, for sure. Yeah.
Are there tickets available?
Yes. Oh, yes. Tickets are available. $10 and I think $7 for students and senior citizens.
Okay. So tickets online for the festival chorus, chamber singers, concert choir, Jazz Lab One, tap dancer, and all getting together to perform the music of Duke Ellington. Yeah, it will be great.
I'm excited about it. Yeah.
Dr. Eamon Eady, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
You know, we just finished up our spring fun drive, and we had great response from our wonderful, supportive listeners.
Right.
And I think on behalf of those listeners, I want to toot their horns.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So can we do that?
Sure, yeah.
Better yet, let's toot four horns.
Okay.
If one is good, four is better, right?
That's true.
Let's put a big orchestra behind them.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.